Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin, good morning from Washington, D.C.
Tom, Super J, good morning. I'm up from Zombie Land. My apologies to the camera. My apologies.
It happens.
Yeah, I understand. Tom, we've been following all of these unbelievable cases, and today is also the first anniversary of the death of John Crawford, who got shot and killed at Beaver Creek Town in Beaver Creek, Ohio. We were looking at this other case in Cincinnati, another case in Ohio, dealing with Sam DuBose. And joining us right now is attorney Ben Crump, and he has some news for us because two of the daughters of Sam DuBose, they've hired attorney Ben Crump. Ben, how you doing?
Good morning, Roland. I have 21-year-old Khadijah Smith, the daughter of Sam DuBose, on the phone with us.
And, of course, Sam DuBose is the gentleman shot and killed by a University of Cincinnati cop, Ray Tensing. And, Ben, help me understand, she has hired you to represent her in this case?
Yes, she has. Each of his children have a right to have the lawyer that they choose to represent them. And she was very close to her father. She is here to tell you about her father and why she's fighting so hard for justice for her father.
Now, I want to ask her, because here's what we heard, though, that Mark O'Mara, who was the attorney for George Zimmerman, had been hired by the family. So please explain that.
Yes, the mother of Sam DuBose hired Mark O'Mara. His father hired another attorney. But the children are the beneficiaries here in a wrongful death suit. The mother and father have a minor role in the recovery, but the children are the people who will get the lion's share of recovery because they were dependent on their parent for support and services.
So I want to ask her, your decision to hire Ben Crump, did you make your mother and your father aware of that? And so for all of you having different lawyers?
No, I really didn't talk to nobody and get nobody advice. I just knew what my dad would want and stuff with that.
Now you have the officer. He is trying to get his job back in this case. He was fired by the University of Cincinnati when he was also charged. Your thoughts about that, even though he was indicted for murder for killing your father?
I was stunned. I was flabbergasted that he would even do something so foolish.
This case has certainly gotten lots of folks' attention because now the officer is saying that he was being dragged by your father. The other cops are backing it up as well. They're not going to charge the other officers on the scene, but do you believe that those officers should also lose their jobs for lying, in essence, on the police report? Because that contradicts that incident contradicts what we saw in the videotape.
Yes, I do. I really do. Because those same two officers was involved in another incident of another black man being killed on UC campus.
And how long ago was that?
This was 5 years ago, to be exact. These two officers was involved in another man getting tased and killed.
Ben, explain to our audience how that works when you have multiple lawyers representing different family members in a case. You obviously cannot pursue criminal charges. That's the responsibility of the Hamilton County DA. But you could potentially pursue civil charges or in a civil suit. So explain how that works.
Yes, in America, each person has a right in the Constitution to have the lawyer of their choice. And the lawyer has a responsibility to make sure that their interests are protected. So with Khadijah, we will fight to make sure her interest is protected as we go forth with the civil suit to get justice for Sam DuBose based on what we saw in that videotape. And it really underscores why body cameras are so very important, Roland and Tom.
Is this going to be messy because we have three different lawyers representing three different family members?
I don't think so. I think the court, you have this all the time where the courts will come in and the state will be set and a state will be divided equally amongst the children and the court will make sure the children get their equal share of what's recovered. But what this is really about is Khadijah, who was very close to her father, being able to have a voice and talk about her father and what he would want. And she doesn't think that other family members are expressing what she believes her father would have wanted.
Khadijah, I got to ask you this here, because do you believe that there's a lot of blowback when people heard that George Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, was representing the mother of Sam DeBose? Have you heard that, and were you bothered by his choice to be involved in this case?
Yes, I was really bothered because I know my daddy, and I know that's something that my daddy wouldn't agree with at all. And I wasn't happy with that.
Oh, wow.
We are watching Zimmerman case on TV, and I know how my dad felt about that situation. So I'm sure that my daddy would not like this right now.
And Ben, how will it be working with Mark O'Mara?
Yeah.
Well, the court will make sure we all have our client's best interests at heart.
Good for you.
Good for you, Ben. Yeah.
Attorney Ben Crump, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot, as well as Ben DeBose's daughter, Khadijah. Thanks a lot.
All right.